Sunak backtracks on plans to cut woke deep state civil service despite cost of living crisis. By Kurt Sindelka on November 2, 2022. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has backtracked on cutting the number of deep state employees in the civil service, despite making preparations to hike taxes on the British public yet again. The infamously woke ranks of the Westminster blob have been spared by Rishi Sunak, who informed the civil service that Boris Johnson's plan to fire 91,000 bureaucrats to bring the government employment rolls down to pre-Brexit levels will not go ahead. In a written message on Tuesday reported by the Press Association, Mr. Sunak wrote to civil servants, "Together, we must make sure every taxpayer pound goes as far as it possibly can. I do not believe that top-down targets for civil service headcount reductions are the right way to do that. Instead, the Chancellor and I will be asking every government department to look for the most effective ways to secure value and maximize efficiency within budgets so that we can use taxpayers' money sustainably in the long term." The decision comes ahead of the upcoming budget being prepared by Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, who is set to address the £50 billion black hole in the United Kingdom's public finances by reportedly raising taxes once again by £25 billion as well as £25 billion in spending cuts. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson had argued earlier this year that during a cost-of-living crisis, it was not justified to continue paying the salary of an unnecessary number of government employees. Since the British public voted to leave the European Union, in part due to the distaste with the heavy levels of bureaucracy in the bloc, the UK civil service ranks have swelled by over 82,500 to approximately 475,020 full-time employees. Mr. Johnson said in May that the increased costs for government services, such as obtaining a passport, had been jacked up over the years to support the cost of the organisation providing them, and that the government should look to automate many such positions. Defending the decision by Sunak to retain 91,000 civil servants while raising taxes and cutting spending from other government programmes, a government spokesman said, "It is the role of a responsible government to identify how to deliver the best outcomes for the public as efficiently as possible. That's why departments have been asked to look for the most effective ways to maximize efficiency within their budgets, to ensure the best value for taxpayers both now and in the long term." The supposedly politically neutral civil service has become an increasing center of controversy, with the deep state being at the forefront of pushing woke concepts such as critical race theory, CRT and LGBTQ+ ideology within the government. For instance, civil servants have been advised to read books from far-left American anti-racist authors such as Robin DiAngelo and Ibram X. Kendi in order to combat the white privilege allegedly inherent in the UK. Last year it also was revealed that the Civil Service Race Forum organized lessons on how gender isn't binary using a gender-bred person diagram at taxpayers' expense to support trans and intersex staff across government. Civil servants have also reportedly been told that they should recognize over 100 genders and that it is normal for their colleagues to change their gender on a daily basis. Government employees were also instructed to not use gender terms such as mother, father, and his. These circumstances persist despite the Conservative Party having been in power for over 12 years. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.